Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with all of you here today, and especially for a very important and special segment. We have back with us transformational and wellness and also addiction coach, Debbie Musillo. And we also have her guest speaker with us, expert coach and mentor, Harry Derbitsky. And to anyone tuning in today that has a friend or family member that is suffering with addiction, or even themselves are suffering with addiction, again, please grab a seat and get very comfortable, because our special guest speaker today, Debbie Musillo, and also her guest, Harry Derbitsky, will be sharing a lot of very important information with us, information that may possibly change your life or even change the life of one of your friends or family members as well. It is now Thursday, the 6th of July. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially a lot of our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Debbie, please visit us on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media, and you can listen to that segment at any time of the day over there. And also, if you're a big part of social media, as you know, just about all of us are now today, we are also on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media, and we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, as I touched on a few seconds ago, what we're discussing today is the topic of addiction. And this is a topic that hits very close to home to many of us tuning in. Many of us have or know friends, family members, children, or even themselves are struggling with some form of addiction. And addiction comes in many different ways. So today we have back with us, again, our featured guest, transformational and wellness coach, Debbie Musillo. And her special guest speaker, expert coach and mentor, Harry Derbitsky, to discuss some of these very important topics and facts associated with addiction and also relapse. So without further ado to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you founder of Your Organic Insight, Ms. Debbie Musillo, and also her special guest speaker, expert coach and mentor, Harry Derbitsky. How are you both doing today?
Great.
Hi, Matthew. It's Debbie, and doing great. And thank you so much for having us both on, and we look forward to having a great time here.
Well, we're very happy to have you both on here. And again, really speaking on a topic that of addiction, again, that's really ravaging many people across the country and also across the world. But Before anything, Debbie, can you please share with the audience, how did you and Harry first meet?
Harry and I met through, I was actually on Facebook, and his picture just happened to pop up, and I was interested in just seeing what he was all about. So I clicked on and read his profile, and it was very spiritual, actually, Matthew. He was just sent to me. You know, at looking at addiction and wanting to share everything that I've been through and everything I've seen, there's always this person that will come in your life, I've seen that will show you another dimension. So I contacted Harry, and the next thing you know, we're doing a Zoom and having a conversation, and he's just an awesome person, and he's been a mentor to me because he has been dealing with addiction for so long in a different way. So, I reached out to him, and it was just something that we just kind of clicked, and it was awesome.
And I hear it was kind of like a group or a case study on addiction and the three principles as well.
Yes,
well, what
had happened is...
Maybe
with,
I
with
could say things. Something here, Debbie.
Okay.
What basically, we started to talk, and as you know, as she's documented, she has two sons who are addicted. And Matthew, what basically had happened, even when you're in the three principles or in truth, you still get clogged up with misthinking. Everybody does. We're human beings. And so Debbie was at a stage where she felt, because she's so sensitive and so caring, she felt kind of clogged up with this feeling, this sad feeling. And when we talked, what happened was she saw that what her sons are going through was not bad. It was actually good for them. And when she saw that there was a positive spiritual direction that her boys were taking, she started to cry, and all this suffering got relieved. And her and I connected at a deep level at that point. We knew we could trust each other. Because you got to realize, Matthew, that I need somebody who will listen. You know, it's not a one-way street of telling someone what to do. It's more the opposite. It's more of how we can connect together, and then the other person has the insight. And that's why I guess Debbie calls it organic insight.
Yes.
So Harry had asked, so when I shared with Harry about my personal journey with what I've seen as a parent, having two boys in and out of addiction, he saw something, felt something that I have a lot to share with others with that are parents. So he invited me to his Zoom room, which I didn't know much about. I went on his website and listened to some of these Zooms, and I was just blown away. So I did this Zoom, and it was a case study on addiction and three principles and parenting. We had over 25 participants, and it has over 200 views, and are just sharing and growing with it.
Matthew.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah. You're going to see I probably will say a few things. Yeah. and one of the things that I told Debbie, because this is something that people get a little confused about. They come on a show is that you have to transmit a feeling. Forget about the information. It's a feeling, a beautiful feeling that you have inside yourself. If that comes out, as you know, Matthew, you've interviewed a lot of people. Some of them have been incredibly effective because they've been able to share a feeling that they have within themselves. And that's what happened to Debbie. She shared a beautiful feeling. She was very confident. And when she shared the feeling, the room transmitted from, let's say, my co-host and myself monitoring it to it was all of us were sharing with each other. And there was a moment, and this was a precious moment, where a person who has quite a strong problem in addiction asked Debbie, he's from London, and asked her a question, and she and another lady talked for about 5 minutes, but it's like your mother talking to you with, you know, that old wisdom, that ancient wisdom,
yes,
that they have, that common sense, and they were just sharing that feeling over the in the Zoom room, and it was powerful, very, very powerful, and it showed me as well how beautiful Debbie can share with people.
And I totally agree with you, Harry. Many of our production team as well felt the same thing when they did hear Debbie really share her story and her feelings with the audience. What I can say, we keep bringing up the three principles. I know many people in the audience don't know too much about it. Debbie, what exactly are the three principles as uncovered by Sid Banks?
Okay. There's a book called The Missing Link, and I'm just going to read something short out of it because it's short and sweet, and then I'm going to kind of hand it over to Harry and get his insight. But mind, consciousness, and thought, these three principles, they're, Matthew, what enable us to acknowledge and respond to our existence. They're the basic building blocks, and it is through these components that all psychological mysteries are unfold. So they are what we call the psychological trinity, and these have made such a difference in my life, and that's why I want to share them with other people that are struggling with addiction of any type, because they have such a understanding, a mystical understanding that it's the truth that lies underneath them that we all have within us that comes out, and when it comes out, you see it. And it helped me handle any type of adversity that comes my way. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Harry, because Harry was one of the first people that lived on Salt Springs Island that knew Sid Banks and worked with
really?
Sid Banks, learned from him. So I'm very honored to know him, and we're very honored to bring him into this conversation to share the principles from him. So, Harry...
Okay. Matthew, one of the things that Debbie alluded to was the psychological nature of the principles. But in recovery, when I work in recovery programs and so on, what I found was they like the psychological because it explains things to their mind. But that's not what creates the healing, the impact, the punch that they need to hear. That to change their life forever into a normal, happy life. And by the way, that's their dream. People in addiction, which I consider to be the number one social problem in the world today.
Absolutely.
They want to live just the normal, ordinary life that you're living. That's their dream. And that's just where you're starting. But they want that. And so the spiritual and mystical side of the principles are where I find that the impact is deeper, but they want to know also how the mind works in connection to their life here on earth, but they need to have a healing experience. And so I'm going to explain the spiritual and mystical sides of the principles and how they connect to the psychological, if you allow me that.
Yes.
So basically, the first principle is mind, universal mind, not personal mind. And your journey, Matthew, of course, is to find the connection between universal mind and personal mind. Mind, too, by the way. So, I mean, I know that's true because it's true for every human being. And universal mind is the energy of all things, everything. And here's the trick. It includes you, too, Matthew. The spirit inside yourself. And in psychological terms, we call that innate health. So every human being has innate health inside themselves. They're born with it. Like when you see a baby, that baby is spirit inside. In fact, more spirit than material. And that never goes away. So that innate health is what we talk to. Now that's directly opposite to the 12 steps, which is a disease model. This is a health model. So right there, you see a difference between it. You are already healthy, and that's what you talk to. And here's the surprise. Most of the addicted people know that. So they have had spiritual and mystical experiences, but they're confused. And when they connect to that feeling inside themselves, what happens is they become normal. In fact, they become super normal because they have all their experiences with them. Now, so spirit is inside every human being, and that's what you talk to. That's what you identify with. A second principle is consciousness, means you're aware of it, and you already have that. You're always aware, and you use your five senses to become aware, but it's the consciousness, the awareness, or another word for awareness is understanding. You have to understand to see. And then the third principle, so you're conscious of the world being spiritual. And the third principle ties in this life here. It's the principle of thought. And thought is the one where you can actually change the direction of your life. It's the creative force that directs everything in your life. And so if you use thought wisely, guess what? You get nice feelings. If you use thought unwisely, guess what? You get bad feelings, which lead to stress, stress which leads to addiction. All that addiction is caused by the misuse of spiritual thought in a way that you feel disconnected with the universal energy of all things. And when you feel connected, we call that being in harmony. Now, I'm going to give you a metaphor, and then I'm going to let you go on, because this is a metaphor that I experienced with Sid Banks, because I was very, very confused about thought, very, very confused. I had a big spiritual experience, but I didn't understand about thought. And I was standing on top of the cliff, and Sid Banks said to me, "Go ahead, shoot, ask me anything." And I started asking him all these spiritual questions, and he always answered every question with the same finish, and it's all one. I thought, gee, this is interesting. I just answer people's questions. I don't finish it off. It's all connected to everything. And then as I'm talking, all of a sudden I'm at the edge of this cliff. I see my thought physically go out and boomerang right back into me and create a feeling. And I said, holy mackerel, I didn't realize that thought is a boomerang that creates my feelings. Who's causing all my problems? Me. What a surprise. I didn't realize that. Even though I was even teaching some of that, I didn't understand it until I realized it. And so if you experience the boomerang and you see it and you use it wisely, you're going to have a happy life. And it will also resolve all your problems.
Of course, it makes so much sense.
It does, doesn't it? It's just common sense. That's the joke. It's just common sense.
It's incredible. Now, you've worked with people that's been healed from addiction. What I would like to know, Debbie, why is addiction, alcoholism, and the three principles Zoom room that's really partnered with Harry and his partner, Greg Suki from Ohio, who is actually 100% totally healed from addiction and alcohol. Why is that so successful?
You have to be in a Zoom room, but I can tell you my experience. I experience people in the room that you can show up, and if you don't want to show your face, you don't have to. But when there's a speaker, and Harry's had some great people this month, psychologists and psychiatrists, to come in and share, you know, we're all one. They're not just the teachers. We all come together and collaborate together in seeing something. And I guarantee that you cannot go into one of these Zoom rooms without having some type of insight through other people or just participating yourself or just deep listening. So I think that you can come in there with such an ease that you can let go of guilt. There's nobody judging you. And it's just a universal mind that comes in the room that is just healing. So that's what I have to say about it. And Greg, who helps in this, recovering addiction. He's recovered from alcohol and drugs and that. You know, he has so much to be able to share with other people because he's been there. So those that are parents that go in there like me, you know, I'm getting from him what I need to hear to help me. And like me as a parent in that room, people are getting something from what I'm sharing. So it's a collaboration of all of us getting together, and it's very powerful.
And Harry, why do you think it's so successful? And it's really attracting participants from all over the world, including like Canada, USA, England, Denmark, Sweden, France, New Zealand. Why do you think it's so successful?
Well, it's successful for many reasons. And here's the I'm going to tell you the answer. But the surprise to us is the number of views we have after the show. And like one of our guests has 1,200 views. Now, these are educational discussions. This is not just so we're having a tremendous amount of people watching one show and then going back and watching the other shows. And with addiction, some people are afraid to show their face so they can see the show after, but it seems to be impacting them. But what Debbie alluded to, I wanted to run a show that was a group discussion, not a webinar top-down approach where everybody discussed. To be honest, Matthew, like, first of all, I have never been addicted, so it's an unusual topic, except I love it. Don't ask me why, but I love it. Absolutely love working in this area. And I love listening to what the other people are talking about because they're educating me. And they're getting the same experience by the guest facilitators that we're bringing in, which are very, very powerful. But we're not running just a guest-oriented show. We're running, sometimes Greg and I do the show, and the group discussion and that collective consciousness that arises when everybody is sharing on an equal level, that's what people
yes.
want and like. Like, even you, Matthew, like, you want to be able to share what you know.
Yes.
And when you do, you're helping Debbie and I to understand. And that,
absolutely.
To me, is and the other thing is we're pushing the envelope. We're not afraid to discuss topics. So we're not trying to be popular. We're trying to break myths. We're trying to... So we have topics on relapse, or in a week we're going to have on guilt and shame, but also we have the spiritual and psychological implications of addiction, stress, addiction, consciousness. We had a month on with psychiatrists come in. So we're bringing in what I call the state-of-the-art leadership in the world. And the people understand in addiction, there's a lot of bullshit out there, a lot. And,
absolutely.
Absolutely, and they're tired of it. They're tired.
They
want, these people are normal people who want answers to relieve themselves of being non-addicted, and they deserve it. But we don't have the answer, so this program is leading, and the reason it's so successful is people understand that. They hear that. So their own intuitive common sense clicks in, and they say, this is better than what I'm getting from my psychiatrist or my 12-step program. So they're watching.
Yes.
I want to read, by the way, Matthew, one excerpt from one of the people who's gotten a lot out of the program and also counseling with Greg and myself. This is her comment. I used to seek peace of mind and happiness through substances, external things. It appeared to work until it didn't. Not until I looked inside did I truly experience peace, contentment, and happiness. No substance ever gave me this oneness feeling I get today when I'm tapped into this beautiful, messy thing called life. Feeling blessed, Tanya Evans. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. It's very beautiful. And you touched on something before about people, you know, seeing different psychologists or psychotherapists, which could become actually quite costly in helping them over these addictions. Yes. So, Harry, how do people participate in your Zoom sessions? And is there a fee for it? Are these Zoom sessions for free?
They are free. Of course, that's another reason they're successful, is we're looking to help people, not to grab a bunch of money. And the best way to do it is to go to my website, acttraining.biz, and go under the Talks tab, and under it, it lists all the programs and where they can go on YouTube to click on it, and it also has the Zoom room location, which is the same location every week, and the time, and it's on Sunday at 11 Pacific time, and 2 o'clock Eastern time, and so they can, if they go there, they have a really simple way, and all they have to do is click on the link. So it's acttraining.biz, and go to the Talks tab, and they'll see it right there, and there'll be a piece of cake for them to log on. And you don't have to be a member of the room to listen to the show, but it does have over 300 members.
And to everyone tuning in, as Harry explained, this is free of charge.
Free.
And this is an experience that may possibly even change your life. Take that first step and reach out and hear other people's stories and experiences. And from the way Debbie and Harry explained to it, again, this is something that could possibly make great changes in anyone's battle with addiction. Now, Debbie, when you coach one-on-one, how is that different from when you coach in groups, and why is it different?
When I coach one-on-one, it's just a more personal. I create the space between the two people that really becomes a oneness of being able to share without any judgment and just to point to their wholeness within them. So it is bringing them to a stillness of seeing the truth of reality of who they are. So, and group is similar as far as being able to bring everybody together and have a safe place to share, because any group I've done, I'll tell you, when they walk away and it's not me, but me being able to share one of my stories opens up somebody else to share theirs, and everyone that leaves completely different. They have a smile on their face. They come lighter because they're able to see that they're not alone in their thinking, and they just come back lighter. So their awareness changes.
And I know, being a parent of children that are struggling with addiction, I know many people definitely would love to get to your experience and also your story as well. But Debbie, how do people get in touch with you? And what is the combined service that you are offering with Harry?
Okay. Well, my service, how to get in touch with me, is they can message me. My phone number is 317, area code, 966-1977. So they can send me a message, or email is organicinsight, organicinsight, @yahoo.com. Or go to my web, and that's probably one of the best ways, is Your Organic Insight. So YOUR. Organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, insight.com, and there's a place to fill out, and I'll get in contact with them, and we'll talk via Skype, Zoom, or phone. And what Harry and I are doing together, real quickly, is if it warrants, you know, Harry coming in at a point, he comes in, and when two people are together, Harry, there's just our Matthew, there's something amazing that happens. It can be like a family, a husband and wife and child, or, you know, spouse, whatever it is. But it's kind of a yin and yang kind of feeling that I feel that Harry and I have together. So we just kind of bring it together, and we can be able to bring people to a deeper place and, you know, lift them to see something more. So
and what is your web information?
Oh, my web is yourorganicinsight.com.
And we're almost out of time, and I want to give you and Harry an opportunity to speak. Harry, do you have any parting words for the audience today?
Just to know that if you have somebody who is addicted in your family, the best thing you can bring is your own mental health. Stop worrying. Don't let your mind go out of control. They need a loving, caring, compassionate human being, not a person who's sick with worry about them. That will not help them at all. And have a good time. Don't be so serious.
Absolutely.
And that's a ditto for me, Matthew. Thank you so much, everybody. It's been great. It's been a great job.
Thank you, Matthew. That has been a lot of fun.
And we're very happy to have you. Hopefully we can have you both on with us again in the future. The information that you guys shared with us today about not only addiction but also your program, I think it'll be very valuable information for many people out there that are going through this. So, again, I thank you both for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Harry. And talk to y'all soon. Much love. Bye, Matthew.
Yes, and to our audience, thank you very much to everyone joining in today. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. To you all out there, you all have a wonderful day. And to you as well, Harry and Debbie, you both have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.